The title of the story is Charlotte and Her New Coworkers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Stop. Cut it out. Charlotte shrieks as she dodges yet another lunge towards her waist. She dances across the floor, trying her best to escape but to no avail. Frantically, she breathes, trying her best to button up her shirt that by now is missing more than just a few buttons. Of course, this leaves her lower body exposed, causing the assailant to aim at her luscious legs. Fortunately, she dodges once again, giving her enough time to make a break for it. I'm serious. Quit it, Charlotte begs while putting together the remaining buttons on her shirt. Quickly, she bends down and tries to pick up her jeans, the last piece of clothing she needs. However, in doing so, the blonde beauty flashes her attacker a captivating sight of ripe cheeks barely covered. Charlotte's puffy slit peeks at the assailant through the basic black panties, a few wet marks along the slit, with a few short trails trickling down her thighs. This view is more than enough to rejuvenate the downed attacker, motivating them to regain his balance and push onward. And just like that, he's on the prowl again, hunting the distracted damsel. Ah, Charlotte grunts loudly. Her assailant manages to secure a fist of her long blonde hair, capturing the majestic stallion by her curly golden mane. Without warning, he tackles her to the ground, pinning his prey down and preparing to feast. Huh, gotcha, babe. Andrew exclaims, victorious. He leans in slowly and plants a few kisses on his prized lips, enjoying the taste of a woman he hopes to make his bride. Be babe. No, don't. I gotta, I gotta go. Charlotte mutters reluctantly. For the happy couple, it's another beautiful morning inside their apartment room. The pair's neighbors had to get used to the usual cat and mouse antics. Of course, some grew tired of just hearing about the charades even after a few months. On the opposite side of the wall lies one of these frustrated tenants, tired of always hearing the festivity, but never receiving an invitation. Alas, he enjoys the voyeurism. All the same, closely listening into Andrew subdue a reluctant Charlotte once again. A hand slides down into his pants in preparation for bursting his third nut for the morning. Unfortunately, he finds himself being blue-balled this time around. I mean it, Andrew, off. Charlotte exclaims before her boyfriend's lips can travel below her neck. She knew how persuasive his mouth could be, remembering all the ways it has made her day in the past. Alas, she can't be late. Not today. Shoo, she scolds, pressing a palm in his face and digging his nails into her scalp. Most men would retaliate from the prickly pain, but not Andrew. He is too swooned to ever put his needs above his lover's. Grrr. Andrew groans before releasing his capture. Ugh, fine. He snaps, irritated. With his horniness soured, he retreats to the bed and starts getting dressed. However, the scowl on his expression quickly wipes away when he feels the soft embrace of his girlfriend. Oh, they're there, baby. Charlotte teases, wrapping her hands around his waist. She presses her body against his, pushing her curves into his back while cooing Andrew softly. I'll make up for it tonight. All right. If I get this new job, we can celebrate at that fancy restaurant you've wanted to visit for our anniversary. While she speaks, Charlotte's hands meet right above her boyfriend's crotch. She was no slut, but knew how to subdue men with her charms. It's a skill he learned from her mother, a trauma she kept hidden in the back of her mind. Yeah, Andrew asks, his pants tightening but not due to his belt. Instead, it's the bulging of his crotch which causes the fastening of his pants. And just like that, he's in a trance. MHM. Of course, Charlotte hums as her fingers dance along Andrew's waistband, teasing her boyfriend even more. I know it's going to be hard, she comments, emphasizing the word while blatantly brushing her hand across his bulge. It's only a quick feel before it retreats back to his waistline. But you've gotta just wait a little longer. That's all I'm asking. Okay, baby. Charlotte asks rhetorically before releasing her hold on Andrew's body while still gloating in her grasp on his mind. She chuckles softly before gathering the remainder of her clothes, preparing to exist. Andrew gulps, shocked. Of course, he isn't the only one with a bulge in his pants. On the other side of these thin walls, the strange tenant continues to listen. He had already been blue-balled before and isn't going to let it happen again. Thus, as Charlotte seduced her boyfriend, he caressed his cock. Quick short strokes around his frenulum get him close to the edge. Alas, just like before, Charlotte's tease ends abruptly on her timing rather than the stranger's. Thus, he's left with nothing but his imagination to bring him closer to orgasm. Unfortunately, he doesn't get the chance to do that either. Bye, darling. I'm off to work, Charlotte announces as she opens the door and heads out after bestowing a kiss on her lover's lips. Her heels clack against the wooden floor as she motions through the hall. Unbeknownst to her, she passes by the stranger's door, who is comically trying to catch up to his prey. Shit, shit, shit. The stranger curses to himself, knowing that his target's getting away. Alas, a hard cock impedes him from getting correctly dressed. Eventually, he manages to stuff his cock into his pants. However, by that time, he's already trailing far behind his prey. Damn it, he exclaims, arriving downstairs and meeting her car already gone from the parking lot. Nonetheless, he gets into his car and tries his best to piece together where Charlotte could have headed already. First, the stranger heads to the local college just a few minutes away, thinking Charlotte's got an early class there. He'd studied her schedule down to the minute but accepted that sometimes irregularities occur. Unfortunately, just as the stranger expects, her car isn't there. Secondly, he heads towards her job, thinking she might have gone in early. Alas, he turns out to be wrong once again. Frustrated, he quickly reversed out of the parking lot and headed onto the highway again, thinking, where could she have gone? The stranger questions himself, slamming the dashboard as he cruises down the freeway. He thinks back to the moments in the apartment, trying to piece together any clues that would elude Charlotte's possible location. An interview, but where? He trails off after remembering only a piece of the puzzle. It didn't solve the mystery, but brought him a bit closer to its revelation. There couldn't be many new places around here that were hiring. Though the stranger was an amateur, the stalker had a brain, sort of one at least. Thus, without access to any fancy gadgets to locate Charlotte, the stalker resorts to buying a newspaper from a sidewalk vendor. He parks in a plaza's parking lot and sifts through the classifieds, searching for any new jobs in the area. Even though he's still constructing a profile about Charlotte, he knew enough about her to guess which field she's potentially applying for. So, he starts in the business sections, searching for entry levels. Meanwhile, Charlotte arrives in the parking lot for her interview. It wasn't a long drive away. She just ended up taking the wrong path. So, being too broke for a GPS and not so good at reading maps, the dashing beauty ends up being a few moments late for her interview. Hastily, she rushes out of the car and heads inside a rather luxurious tower. Ugh, Charlotte mutters, unaware of where to go. She's thrown off by the complexity of the lobby. For a few moments, she stumbles around before eventually finding what seems to be someone that works at the place. Hi, she greets aggressively, hoping to get the fellow's attention. A masculine voice sounds. As he turns around, the voice's own reveals a dashing young man, slightly older than her but not by too much. Oh, hello there, do you need some help? He asks, fixing his silky hair to the side while addressing the panicking blonde. Yes, please, Charlotte states, nodding her head swiftly. Do you know where the receptionist is? I'm late for an interview with Mr. Hemsworth, she explains, frequently looking at her watch as time seems to be going insanely fast all of a sudden. Most likely, it's just the girl's anxiety. Ah, an interview. Well, the desk is right over there, the man states, pointing her over to the desk. Thank you, Charlotte replies before heading over. You're well, haha. He chuckles, noticing the girl speed off before he could even say anything. Regardless, he heads into the elevator as it arrives, heading towards his office. Good morning, Charlotte greets nervously, slamming her palms on the receptionist's desk. I'm looking for, she says before being cut off. Hello, Ms. Haynes. Mr. Hemsworth is waiting in his office for you, the receptionist says, brushing off the girl's hastiness. Head up to the top floor, and you'll meet him in room 609, she states, handing her a card before resuming her work. In no time, she's zoned out, tapping away on her keyboard. Charlotte blinks, unsure what to make of this situation. Alas, she doesn't have much time to question anything. Instead, she heads towards the elevator and enters. After squishing between a few people, she taps the top floor button and waits on the journey up. It takes a few minutes, but the tardy beauty eventually reaches the top floor alone. Nervously, she searches the halls for the number on the card. Upon finding the door, she knocks softly and waits. Come in, Mr. Hemsworth states, his voice muffled. Yes, sir, Charlotte replies before entering. She closes the door behind her and takes in the environment. It's a lovely office with dark colors and quite the expected view on the top floor. Needless to say, she's impressed. Of course, she couldn't show it, given her tardiness. First off, Mr. Hemsworth, I'm so sorry for, Charlotte states before she's cut off by the man. It's okay, Ms. Haynes. You already explained it to me in the lobby, Mr. Hemsworth states before turning around in his chair. He reveals himself to be the dashing gentleman from the lobby, settling his onyx eyes onto the blonde beauty. Though, haha, well, this is sort of embarrassing, Charlotte explains, gently rubbing her elbow as she looks away momentarily. So, shall we begin the interview? She asks, glancing back at him curiously. No need to. I've already decided to hire you. However, tardiness on the first day certainly is a bad first impression, Mr. Hemsworth states, scolding her softly. He then gets out of his chair and walks over to the front of his desk. Though, there's still a chance to make up for your lateness, he says, presenting an opportunity. Yeah, Charlotte asks, unsure what to make of it. She wanted this job badly, but her past experiences made her a bit wary of the man's offer. And what exactly is this offer, Mr. Hemsworth? She asks, wanting to confirm her suspicion rather than falsely assume. Well, you weren't given a private access card to my personal office for no reason, Mr. Hemsworth states, a slight smirk appearing on his features. However, he doesn't clarify what he means by that. Charlotte states, disappointed. I didn't think anything of it, really. I just assumed this is where the interview would be, she states, her voice a bit shaky as her senses tingle. Something's definitely feeling a bit off, and it causes her to be on edge. You're right, this office is where the interview will be taking place, but not for the job you applied for. Instead, for something else much fitting for someone of your standards, Mr. Hemsworth states, still dancing along the line of ambiguity rather than solidifying his intentions. Softly, he pushes off his desk before walking forward. His strides were slow, and his steps were gentle, barely making a sound. He approaches Charlotte with a perverted smug, his mind already thinking of all the things to be done. Get back, Charlotte exclaims, pushing him off before scurrying towards the door. Hastily, she opens it up and rushes from the office. Unfortunately, she ends up bucking into a gentleman waiting outside. Her body collides with his towering figure, sending her stumbling backward into the office and falling flat on her ass. My, a feisty one we got here, Mr. Hemsworth states as she glares down towards Charlotte. The tall man soon enters and stands beside him, looking down on the blonde. She's going to be quite some fun, don't you think? He asks rhetorically, his sadistic grin deepening. Startled and confused, Charlotte lies frozen on her behind. She's uncertain what to do, knowing that her options were limited. However, she chooses the former in a moment of fight or flight, and thus, once again, she bounces off the floor and attempts to leave. However, getting away wouldn't be that simple.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.